goal from the very start of the year with the men's team has been to try and reach the weekend. That's where you want to be playing at, along with the Sigerson colleges. The Sigerson will be coinciding, I suppose, with the Sigerson finals weekend. So we'll be hoping that we can try and make it through to the final and we'll stay able to proceed that, I suppose, the huge event of college football, which is the Sigerson final, you know.
Yeah, how are you fixed squad-wise this weekend? Because there is quite a few of the Donegal boys involved with your team.
Yeah, I suppose all right. You know, Declan has been very, very understandable, you know, from the very start of the year through games and through training and balancing that. And I suppose he sees that the positives off the LIT and the games that it can give lads and the opportunities they can do. So, you know, the lads have been playing consistently for us and playing very, very well at that. So probably Jason McGee and Michael Langan are the only two doubts heading into the weekend. They've been carrying Knox and probably they've been, I suppose, unavailable for both the county and for ourselves. But, you know, I say we'll just be hoping now that fairly quickly we'll be able to just find, I suppose, before we go down there, whether they'll be fit to play and fit to go. But I'll be positive enough that they hopefully should be. And as I say, Declan, as I say, is more than supportive that they get away there and they get to play with their college, you know. And hopefully, as I say, all going well, that they get 2 days football out of it, you know.
Yeah. What do you know about Mary Immaculate College?
Well, I suppose that they've been, league-wise, I suppose you couldn't really read too much into it. They maybe didn't have the most positive of league campaigns, but I know that tends to happen at colleges level. I know that myself for being at college. And they seem to have got a lot of players back together. I know they have Michael Burns, who would have played against us there for Kerry against Donegal in the senior National Football League there and Clarny there. So he would be, I suppose, a huge addition to them. And I suppose they have a number of other Kerry under 21 players too. They're teaching college down there in Limerick. So I say they're going to be bringing their own stamp onto it. They're predominantly, I suppose, known as a huge hurling college, but I'm sure when they get up there, and like any team, when they get into to Trench again, this is very, very unpredictable. And I say anybody can beat anybody on their day, you know.
Yeah, because it is a difficult competition to win. I know the LIT had success a number of years ago. Neil Gallagher was involved in that team, and it is a hard competition to try and win, isn't it, Michael?
College football in general just is. It is very, very difficult. It still holds its uniqueness in terms of all the footballing calendar, in terms of just, it's normally played in fairly tight pitches and there's normally huge crowds that's around the sideline, and as I say, it's just that it can be very played in unpredictable weather, and you don't really, it's very hard to get a consistent team playing week in, week out. So you just really try to build a huge camaraderie within your squad, and no matter who plays on that given day, I suppose, has bought under the whole camaraderie and the kind of belonging for the college, you know. So that's, I suppose, is a huge element of what we're trying to do this year. And I suppose the boys have picked up on it fairly well, you know.
Yeah. It's a first year in management and coaching for you, Michael. If you were to pull off success in the Trench Cup, it wouldn't be a bad year, would it?
It wouldn't be, but as I say, you take one step at a time, and what's going on to these weekends, it can be very tricky. You don't take your eye off the ball, and that is the semi-finals. The one game will be going down, I suppose, on a Friday morning to just prepare for. And I say, all going well, if you do manage to get over that, obviously you get your training recovery sorted and get yourself back into the game the next day. But all in all, I've enjoyed it. You know, I've been well assisted by Bailey Glacken there and Francis Friel. I suppose they're two lads that have a bit more experience on the management side of things than I do, and I suppose I'm just delighted that I'm bringing them along with me, because they've been invaluable in terms of their knowledge and understanding of things. So it's been brilliant along with them, and obviously Paddy Geller out there in the ATG has been very, very good. And so now it's an enjoyable place to try and cut the teeth of it, and I've enjoyed the experience, you know.